From Vermont Public Radio, this is The Frequency. I'm Anna Van Dyne.
And I'm Henry Epp. It's Thursday, June 16th. Here are today's headlines.
The long-delayed construction of a controversial new road in Burlington will be delayed a bit longer. On Tuesday, a federal judge ordered the city to temporarily halt construction on the Champlain Parkway, which was set to start on Wednesday. Opponents of the project argued in court papers that the construction involves clearing trees, which would be irreversible. A judge granted an order to stop the construction until a full hearing can be held on Friday. A spokesperson for Mayor Moreau Weinberger's office says the city is optimistic the project will move forward. The Champlain Parkway has gone through many iterations and legal challenges. It was first proposed in the 1960s. The current design is a nearly 3-mile road that would go through the city's south end and connect Interstate 189 to downtown Burlington.
Many more students will qualify for free community college next school year. That's thanks to funding set aside in the recent state budget. Anyone whose family makes $75,000 a year or less will not have to pay to take classes at the Community College of Vermont. Marilyn Cargill works at the Vermont Student Assistance Corporation, which oversees the program.
There is no separate application for this. If you apply for your Vermont state grant, and basically if that income is $75,000 or less, you already know that you will be attending CCV tuition-free.
The community college system offers associate's degrees and certificates in fields like accounting, graphic design, health science, and information technology.
If you're in the western part of the state, you've probably noticed large swaths of trees missing their leaves, which is weird for mid-June. It's due to another outbreak of the spongy moth caterpillar, which munch their way through foliage. This happened last year as well. But this year, we're no longer in a drought, and that makes trees more resilient to the insects, according to Judy Rosofsky, the state entomologist.
At least this year, we had a bunch of rain, so the trees are in pretty good shape that way, and they should be able to withstand this defoliation pretty well.
Rosofsky says spongy moth caterpillars prefer oak leaves, but when they're hungry, they'll eat just about anything, even pine and hemlock.
And a few months ago on this show, we heard about the Randolph chef, Nisachan Morgan, who's the co-owner of Sap Restaurant. Morgan cooks dishes from her native Isan region of Thailand, and she was up for a prestigious James Beard Award as the Northeast's top chef. We have an update on that story. She won. She beat out 3 chefs from Portland, Maine, and 1 from Boston for the award, which is a very big deal in the food world. Morgan is the first Vermont chef to win the award. She opened Sap with her husband in 2014.
Coming up, a program to support farmers' mental health. More after this.
Farming has never not been a stressful job. But increasingly, state and federal agencies are prioritizing mental health services for people who work in agriculture. In Vermont, a new program is testing out how farmers can listen to and support one another through difficult times. Our colleague Elodie Reed reports.
Valerie Woodhouse is a co-owner of Honeyfield Farm in Norwich. She was in the second week of launching the organic vegetable farm when the pandemic began. It was a tough time.
That I can safely say that was, you know, my lowest point in my own mental health care, just because, you know, there was so much unknown, there was so much out of our control.
Woodhouse, who's 31, says she is someone who uses therapy. When she reached out to a therapist about the stress of farming, however, it didn't go so well.
I was told, you just need to have better boundaries about your work hours. You shouldn't be working this many hours, or you just need to take a day off or something like that. And that was one of the most unhelpful pieces of advice I could have gotten in that moment from my therapist.
Woodhouse says the popular notion of self-care is not very accessible to farmers.
That has been a turnoff for a lot of farmers and just makes it feel like, well, I just got to like keep my head down and just keep moving and get through this.
So Vermont's farmers keep moving through things like the pandemic, inflation, high fuel prices, industry consolidation, climate change, family challenges, all sorts of weather. And they're continuing to feel stress. According to a report out from the Vermont Department of Health earlier this year, farming is one of the occupations at significantly higher risk for suicide. To help address Vermont farmers' mental health needs, the state-sponsored nonprofit Farm First is creating a new program. It's called a Farmer Peer Support Network. The plan is to connect farmers to listen to one another and to educate one another based on their own experiences. The network can also be an entry point for farmers to talk to one of Farm First's mental health professionals. Woodhouse is one of the inaugural farmer peers.
This opportunity of having a peer network will be one that's going to have huge benefits for people like me who, you know, maybe don't have time to see a therapist regularly or can't find a therapist who really understands the very real demands of farming. Getting instead to talk to people who get it and have been there and have real tangible advice, that's where I think a lot of change can be made for farmers.
Woodhouse says the peer network should also validate farmers.
You're not alone.
The idea of farmers supporting one another is not necessarily new. But Farm First program manager Karen Crowley says the particular model that Vermont is trying is unique.
The focus in places where it's been done has been more on peer support groups, which I think is also a great idea and can really serve a role. But it wasn't really what we were hearing from farmers that they thought they would like to be doing. They wanted to develop those one-on-one relationships.
Crowley says they're considering this program a pilot. It's funded through a grant from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and it began coming together this past winter. Farm First recruited its first cohort of farmer peers and provided them with some initial and paid training. That included recognizing signs of stress and how to help de-escalate situations through active listening. From here, the process has slowed a little. Farmers need to farm during the spring, summer, and fall. Leanne Porter is the training coordinator for the Farmer Peer Support Network. She says the most important thing is to build the network based on what Vermont farmers want and need.
We'll really rely on the farmers' input to build the rest of this. I mean, we have the, you know, outline of what we think it will look like, but we're going to let them do some of the driving.
Farm First is now trying to recruit a second group of farmer peers to begin paid training in the fall. Porter says they'll eventually set up a web portal to allow farmers to contact those peers. In the long term, they're also considering how to broaden who has access to mental health services specifically designed for agricultural workers. For example, a study published last year shows more than a third of immigrant dairy farm workers experience significant stress. Karen Crowley, the program manager for Farm First, says there will need to be a real investment in order to set up multilingual mental health services, plus staff them with people who understand the immigrant farm worker experience. For VPR News, I'm Elodie Reed.
Thanks for listening to The Frequency today. We had additional reporting from Lexi Krupp and Liam Elder Connors.
Our executive producer is Mark Davis, and our music is by Blue Dot Sessions. I'm Henry Epp.
And I'm Anna Van Dyne. Talk to you tomorrow.